Brian returned home, exhausted after all the cleaning and mangrove planting work they had done on the beach. He was beginning to fall asleep in the hammock in front of his house when his father woke him up.
Brian, 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 so will you come with me to the meeting with the fishermen?
Brian felt exhausted. His legs and arms ached. He could barely keep his eyes open. However, he felt that he should go with his dad.
Yes, Dad, I'm going with you.
They got on the boat and advanced about 5 minutes to reach the place where the fishermen's committee met. The meeting started on time, and when the topic of creating fish replenishment zones was raised, many fishermen began to murmur as if they did not agree.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, we must be aware we cannot... Gentlemen, we must be aware we cannot let our resources run out. Look, climate change is bothering us. Are you going to tell me that you have not seen how the reef is turning white or how the water sometimes feels very hot? We cannot stop climate change, but by taking these types of measures where we take care of and improve nature, we will have the opportunity to adapt in order to continue fishing and make a living from it.
There was silence in the place. Joe turned to see Brian, who was looking at him with pride.
Look at the young people of our community. They planted a lot of mangroves and cleaned kilometers of beach. If they can, why can't we?
The fishermen immediately began to murmur again. Someone suggested taking votes to decide about creating these fishing replenishment zones. Brian was nervous and in doubt as to what the results of the vote would be. But he was surprised to see how all the fishermen accepted the creation of these zones and also proposed to recover the mangrove forests that were on the riverbanks. Coming out of the meeting, Joe was proud of the outcome and knew that Brian was just as happy. In a few days, they had managed to get the community to understand different actions that would help the residents to adapt to climate change and have a better quality of life. This education program is brought to you by the Smart Coast Project, led by the World Wildlife Fund in collaboration with the Coastal Zone Management Authority and Institute. This project is part of the International Climate Initiative from the German government.